Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shobhasachi Bhattacharya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the vastness of Indian democracy is based on the teachings of the gurus, the sacrifices of the sahibzadas, and the basic mantra of the unity of the country. Addressing Bir Bal Divas at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, he said the guru tradition has taught people to look at everyone with equal respect, and the constitution also inspires us with the same thought. Mr. Modi said the life of the brave Sahibzadas teaches people not to compromise with the integrity and ideas of the country. On the occasion, the Prime Minister launched Shuposhit Gram Panchayat Abhiyan. It aims to improve nutritional outcomes and well-being by strengthening the implementation of nutrition-related services and by ensuring active community participation. Around 3,500 children, along with the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Purushkar awardees and dignitaries, attended the event. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Purushkar on 17 children for their exceptional achievements in 7 categories in New Delhi today. The children who hailed from 14 states and union territories were recognized for their accomplishments in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and environment. Each awardee received a medal, a certificate and a citation booklet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute 58 lakh Swamitva property cards tomorrow afternoon through video conferencing, making a monumental milestone in India's rural empowerment and governance journey. The event will witness the distribution of Swamitva property cards across approximately 50,000 villages spanning 10 states and 2 union territories, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. BJP today accused the Karnataka Congress of sharing a distorted map of India on its social media, excluding Aksai Chin and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir as part of the party's working committee in Belagavi. Addressing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that the opposition party had done similar things in the past as well, and now it has become clear that the Congress has connections with the power that is trying to break India. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm and hailstorm over northeast, west and central India for the next 2 days. The Weather Department said under the influence of western disturbance and its interaction with easterly winds, thunderstorm accompanied with hail storms are likely over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Vidarbha, Madhya, Maharashtra, Marathwara, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh on the 27th and 28th of this month. Cold wave to severe cold wave condition is very likely in isolated pockets of Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Balistan, Muzaffarabad till the 30th of December. The Met Department also predicted a rise in minimum temperatures by about 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest and west India during the next 2 to 3 days and gradual fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius thereafter. The 20th anniversary of the 2004 India Ocean Tsunami is being marked today with poignant tributes pouring in from various quarters of the state of Tamil Nadu that bore the brunt of maximum destruction among all the coastal states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness at the passing away of eminent writer M.T.B. Vasudevan Nair. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, M.T. Vasudevan Nair was one of the most respected figures in Malayalam cinema and literature. The celebrated Malayalam writer and filmmaker, often referred to as M.T., passed away at a private hospital in Kozhikode last night at the age of 91. M.T. had been ailing for some time and was hospitalized since the 15th of this month. India reduced Australia to 311 for 6 at stumps on the opening day of the 4th test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne today. Debutant Sam Constance, 60, perked the home team's charge with a scintillating half-century, marking a debut with some stunning strokes. Usman Khawaja, 57, Labuschagne, 72 and Steve Smith, 68, not out, all contributed with 50s on a good batting surface. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.